This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Road trip continues tonight for Buffalo in Dallas. And of course, when they get home, we want to see you in the building. Find the matchups that work best for you. Build your five-game pack today. Savings on single-game pricing. Priority access to playoff tickets. Flexibility to bundle your favorite games. It's all part of this. So head to sabres.com/5 and get yours today to ring in 2026. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. It's Dallas and Buffalo tonight. And yet, the hockey world has other things to talk about, and we're not talking about the Spengler Cup. We're talking about Team Canada. Their roster is out.
Yes.
And this is for the Olympics in 2026. I won't cloud it with anything. I want your fresh, raw takes now that the announcement was just made this hour.
Okay, well, do you want me to go through and name you all the players that are for those that are don't have it in front of them?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I mean, there's a lot of guys, and you can get the roster on social media right now. But here's some of the maybe most debated players. Would they be on or surprise or whatnot? Look, Macklin Celebrini, we all knew he was going to be on because of how good he's been, but it was still a... Man, will they go with a 19-year-old kid? And yes, Macklin Celebrini is on there. Now, the surprises are always the ones that are not on the team. So I'm looking at Sam Bennett, was a big part of the Four Nations face-off last year. No, not on the team. Connor Bedard, not on the team. Seth Jarvis, not on the team. Mark Scheifele, not on the team. Matthew Schaefer was potentially talked about as, do you bring an 18-year-old on just to have? He's not on the team. So those are the big names that I think were left off. But this is, I mean, you look at this team, you have McDavid, you have Crosby, you have McKinnon, you know, Sam Reinhart is on there. You got a couple of Lightning players that John Cooper Truss and Hagel and Cirelli that made it. Tom Wilson is on there. He wasn't on the Four Nations last year. He probably fills in for Sam Bennett. It's a load-up team. It's a very much of a load-up team.
I mean, the point about trusting Lightning players is certainly well made. I mean, obviously, Braden Point was going to be there, but Hagel's production has been monumental the last two seasons, and yes. Cirelli is definitely a role player, but I think that one would maybe garner the most attention from people that aren't necessarily, you know, fully respecting John Cooper's Lightning success. But yeah, it is interesting. I think it was unimaginable in November that Seth Jarvis wouldn't make this team based on the start that he had. And his numbers are basically identical to Wilson's. Obviously, they're two different players. I think the world of Jarvis, not sure Wilson really needed to be added here, but That's their choice, I guess.
Well, I think it was either Wilson or Bennett. I think they remember what happened last year, the Four Nations face-off against Team USA. But I'm saying with the physicality and the fighting. But this is going to be different. IIHF Olympics ruling and the refereeing is going to be different. Just watch the World Juniors. There's been 5-minute major given out for hits that are, I consider legal hits, that are like 5-minute major. So I think it's going to be different. Also, maybe we buried the lead. Is that what would Canada do in net, right? That was the big question going in. Jordan
what
Binnington last year, well, to have or not have Jordan Binnington on the roster.
Yeah, you knew he was going to be on the roster, but there's no way he plays a game, my opinion.
I don't know about that. Your opinion and my opinion are the same here. I wouldn't play.
I might also be blowing smoke on New Year's Eve and not really care about what I just said. So,
but I'm telling you right now, I care, and I would not play Jordan Binnington the first game against Czechia if I'm Team Canada.
Exactly.
I'm going with Logan Thompson. Now,
really?
there's still another month, a month and a half before the tournament. So I'm like, okay, maybe the month of January changes. But Jordan Binnington is either last or second last in pretty much all the different metrics or sites you can go to when it comes to goal save above expectation. He's not had a good season. At least last year, he was top 30. He was like 29th or 30th or whatnot. But I felt like Thompson and Kemper were going to be the two other goalies, and that's what Team Canada went with. They went with Thompson, Kemper, and Jordan Binnington as their trio.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Kemper emerges as the guy, quite frankly. He's just got to be healthy, so...
He's got to be healthy. He had an upper body injury, neck, head. He got in a collision, a couple of weeks ago, was activated off IR. He's got to prove it in January for sure. But Kemper has a Stanley Cup. That's the thing. Like, I feel like if you're going to go to those tournaments, you got to look at not just what have you done in the NHL, but what have you done overall? Like, Binnington won the Four Nations last year, has a Stanley Cup. Kemper has a Stanley Cup. Thompson was probably the best of the Canadian goalies. Mackenzie Blackwood, unfortunately, was hurt at the start of the year because he would have been in the conversation, and he's got great numbers. So if there was an injury or something happens, I think Mackenzie Blackwood would get added. But right now, I think that's the top three that I had on my list.
Canadian, soon to be Canadian Olympian, Tom Wilson in action with the Capitals in mere moments against the New York Rangers as New Year's Eve action begins bright and early here on New Year's Eve. So I'm very excited about Predators and Golden Knights. That happens at 3:00.
Yep.
Will we be talking about more Steven Stamkos success? Lightning and Ducks, and of course, later, Sabres and Stars. Last night, we rattled through this real quick, so no need to dwell on it too much, but how good is Montreal? Because I keep thinking they're not, and then they just keep getting points, and they're 6-1-3 in the last 10, and shame on Daniil Tarasov for wrecking what was a perfect night with a Askarov-esque misplay behind the goal and the floodgates open for Montreal. Floodgates, relatively speaking, Brad Marchand, stupid penalty. So that was the only fun part about last night was Montreal won on the power play thanks to Marchand's antics.
They celebrated his 1,000 games, which he played earlier this month, and he takes the penalty.
No, it was his 1,000 points, dude.
Was it 1,000 points? Yeah, you're right, because it was a gold stick, not a silver stick. You're right, sorry. 1,000 point. But here's the thing. Samuel Montembeau came back. His first start since December 2nd. He was okay. Montreal really played well defensively in front of him. This is now the sixth time that Montreal has scored with the goalie pulled late in games. Anaheim has 7 of those goals. Those are the top two teams in the NHL. Remember in October, Montreal scored late against Seattle, won in extra time. Scored late against Nashville, won in extra time. They scored late against Tampa, were not able to win in the shootout, but then they score late again against Florida and win. Like, they go all the way to the wire and are scoring with the goalie pulled at one of the best rate in the NHL right now, and that's why Montreal is in the race. Suzuki was fantastic. Stavkoski was really good again. I'm looking at Montreal. I'm like, I don't love their roster other than a few guys that are playing at a high level.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more than a few. You don't get to where they are without it. Obviously, Montreal keeping the heat on Detroit in the standings right now. The Islanders picked up 2 points last night unexpectedly, in the sense that Nick Foligno had an unbelievable look at the end of regulation. But they win in a shootout. They've got 96 shootout wins, same as Buffalo now. So that race continues. Bo Horvat, I laughed. I always laugh at all this stuff because I think most headlines in sports are nonsense. And it said, Horvat has one more chance to audition for Team Canada. Well, he scored in regulation and scored the shootout decider. So I guess he had an incredible final audition last.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's this Riddick save?
I know. I don't know what he did. He holstered the Chichi Rodriguez stick and then gave it the old celebration after that. Like, but Riddick has been big save Dave. Like, he had some up and down moments in the NHL over his career. He's been really good for the Islanders. In place of, look, they had Sorokin and Varlamov for years as their, like, tandem. Varlamov is been injured. Sorokin has had some good moments, but Riddick has been really solid in helping the Islanders get to where they are right now.
He was very fortunate that Nick Foligno didn't cash in on the empty net at the end. That was, oh my goodness. Like, and you know, I was watching it in real time with the Islanders feed, but then I watched it after the fact today with the Hawks feed, and they were in disbelief. Poor Nick, he's staring at a wide open net and he hit the post with five. It's been that kind of year. And honestly, the Hawks, like, this just kind of adds insult to injury with Bedard not getting added to Team Canada. It's just like the news just piles on here that they're not, like, look at this chance. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he went actually short post. It's better than going far post. A lot of time, guys, but, I mean, tough angle, rolling puck. I get it. It's, you know, I'm sure he puts it in, I won't say 99.9% of the time, but for Nick Foligno, it's probably 91% of the time.
Yes, so lots of action today. There's World Juniors tonight, of course. USA, Sweden, Canada, Finland to close out and basically, you know, grab top spots in their respective pools. Who you got?
I am going to say Sweden is going to win. They have been fantastic. And Canada is going to win against Finland. So Sweden and Canada will probably be the top two teams, but they're already guaranteed, right? Those teams are already guaranteed a spot in the quarterfinals. Yeah. And it's just a matter of where they're going to slot. They've already decided the time. Like, Canada is going to be the 8 o'clock game quarterfinals on the second. The U.S. are, I think, 5 o'clock. And yeah, so they've already decided the times of those games already.
What is this, like 34 straight years of near perfection from Sweden in the preliminary round?
It's incredible how it's always the most redundant thing ever
in sports. You know, they don't have a lot of gold medals to show for it.
Think of Sweden at the Four Nations last year. They were they didn't lose in regulation in the whole tournament, but they didn't make it to the end because of the 3-2-1 point system.
They might do it this year. Rasmus Dahlin and company, I honestly believe that this is not blowing smoke.
They're
and
good.
They are very, 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 very good. And I think
William Karlsson is not going to be there, right? They just said he's injured and probably will not play at the Olympics. So that will hurt them a little bit, but they're really good.
Staying with the Swedes and our favorite ones, Rasmus Asplund delivering to capture the Spengler Cup.
So I know not a lot of people are paying attention to the Spengler Cup. This is a great tournament in Davos, Switzerland, every year. This year, there were six teams competing, and it's kind of an easygoing tournament. And Davos won. Rasmus Asplund was on that team. He scored a 1-0 goal. They were playing against a team made up of collegiate players. That's the first time that the U.S. collegiate, whatever they call themselves. So Gavin McCarty was on that team, Sabres prospect. Mm-hmm. Joe Maldonado is a Buffalo native, but a San Jose prospect was on that team. So they had a bunch of college kids go out there. And this was 3-3 until about 4 minutes left in the game. Fantastic game. And Davos ends up winning 6-3. So they celebrate a Spangler Cup win at home in front of their fans. But what a... It's the buzz there is amazing.
How many ex-Sabres need to participate in the tournament for us to go live from there for a week of Sabres Live in the future?
I think I think one should be good enough. I'm gonna lobby to go.
Okay, lobby
and listen,
away.
The games are usually later in the day. You go skiing all day, yes. And then you just have a little couple of hot chocolates by the fire, and then you go cover the games at night.
That would be my dream. Setting.
That would be my dream.
Yeah, it does look dreamy when you watch it and have watched it for years. My goodness, like the Amerks played in this thing. Yes. it's just it really is kind of everything. It almost like. The beauty of it is it feels big based on the liveliness of the atmosphere, but somehow it kind of strips away professional sports. You know what I mean? Like if that makes any sense at all, like it just doesn't feel, which is like we love everything we watch every night, but it just has a beautiful, more pure feel.
It has a very much of a European feel, like a Champions League soccer feel. Like the fans are chanting, you know, they support their teams. They go. Now it's funny because Team Canada goes all the time, and it's a bunch of Canadian players from the AHL and from Europe that go. And it doesn't have that same buzz with Canada. Now, the European fans that are supporting Canada give the buzz, but the European teams are fun to support.
New Year's Eve, Buffalo, Dallas tonight, 7:30 pregame on MSG. And of course, you hear the game right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It starts just after 8. Who is your anytime goal scorer tonight from a Sabre standpoint?
Josh Doan is my anytime goal scoring, plus 320 with Josh Doan. And I don't know why I didn't look at numbers. I just got on my phone when we start talking about it, and I'm like, Josh Doan's going to score. Part of it, too, is because I think you took my first pick. I was going to go with the player you picked, but you answered the text first. So I had to just quickly turn around, and I went with Josh Doan.
So that means I'm going with Josh Norris.
The other Josh. That's probably why.
No, not the other, because there's Josh Dunn. So there's three here.
It's three.
I'm going with Norris, and I did look at the numbers. He has 6 goals in 6 games against the Dallas Stars. So... the math lined up.
I had a good feeling. I was going to go Josh Norris. Then you answered. And I'm like, I'm going to go Josh Doan. And just maybe a gut feeling. Now, I've had those gut feelings work for me in the past. That's who I decided to go with.
Okay, if you're going to put it that way, what's your gut feeling then on the game itself?
My gut feeling is a win. My gut feeling is going to surprise Dallas. This is a game that I think a lot of people on the NHL are going to, you know, tune in to see what are the Sabres going to look like against a top team, you know, second best record in the NHL, going for 10 in a row. I think this is going to be a fun night and a win for the Sabres.
All right. They are coming off a win over the Blues. This is game 2 of a 3-game trip. The trip concludes on Saturday afternoon in Columbus. Then the group is home next week. We want you to get in on a new 50-50 theme, if you will. It's the Badges and Bravery 50-50 raffle, presented, of course, by our friends at Northtown Automotive. You could win a guaranteed $10,000 jackpot while supporting this great cause. Proceeds benefit the Buffalo Police and Firefighter Arno Memorial Foundation. And the drawing for this one is going to be on February 1st. You can get your tickets now at sabres.com/5050. Back to wrap up. Maybe we'll do out-of-town scores, like in-game highlights, coming up on New Year's Eve edition of Sabres Live. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.